Good morning. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. Today we find ourselves in the study of the Gospel of John, and I'm in chapter 2. If you would, open the scripture to verse 13. I'll look to the Lord first in prayer. We'd like to say join us next week with our brother Jeff as he'll be back with the study next Sunday morning. Father, again, we count it a great opportunity to open your precious word, and we ask that you'd guide and lead in the study. This would be brought out in a way that is consistent with what you teach in your word. We just pray that it might encourage those that know Christ and that those that are lost in this sin-sick world that is dying and going down that broad road to destruction, that this might be a day that they would be convicted by your Spirit of their need for Christ, that they would confess themselves as sinners and need of salvation. We just pray that this might be the case. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. John chapter 2, we're in verse 13. Let's read the portion before us. And the Jews' Passover was at hand. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. When he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Verse 18, Then answered the Jews, and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture, the word which Jesus had said. So by way of review, we see here in John 2 that the temple becomes a central teaching of this chapter in the principles it's brought forth. The temple in the Old Testament was the place where the people met God, where they would go to worship Him. Back before that, we see the tabernacle, this place that would be moved from place to place, the tent of the tabernacle. And this is where, such as in the days of Moses, the people would worship God. There was a specific place, the tabernacle, then the temple in the Old Testament. David, the king, said, I want to build God a house. This is before the temple. And then Nathan the prophet came back to him and told him that the Lord wanted his son, which would be Solomon, to be the one to build the temple. And Solomon, in 1 Kings chapters 5 through 8, we see there the tremendous temple that was built. We see tens of thousands of people use much tremendous amount of material and the tremendous gold and just the elaborate building that was built, the temple, a permanent structure. And then we see how it was destroyed, and then in Ezra it was rebuilt. And yet in the future we'll see the millennial temple in the kingdom of God once he comes and establishes that kingdom for 1,000 years. But now, between the time of Judaism and the people of Israel meeting in the temple, and before we get to the kingdom age, where we are now is the church age, and we do not have a specific place to meet God. It's not a matter of a building. Today, it's a matter of, do you know Christ as your Savior? And if He is your Savior, then Christ lives in you. The Spirit of God is in you. And this teaching here that Christ brought forth of how He mentioned that He would be crucified, and that He would raise Himself up in 3 days, and He is speaking then of his body when he said, destroy this temple. So we see the word temple was brought forth a little beyond what they thought of the Old Testament building of the temple, but Christ is speaking of his body being the temple and how it would be raised up after him being crucified. Then from this we can go on to where we are today, that our bodies is called in the Word of God the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God lives in us. Our bodies are the temple We no longer have a building called the temple where we go to meet God, but the temple is our bodies. We that know Christ is our Savior, and the Holy Spirit lives in this temple, our bodies. Christ is in us when we are saved. When we have confessed Christ as our Savior, that we are sinners, and that He is the only payment for our sins, we see that by His shed blood we become the children of God. The children of God by acknowledging and confessing that we need Him as our Lord and Savior. And as our bodies are the temple today, and the Spirit of God lives in us, the question arises, well, how do we gather and meet God? Well, we can, in one sense, go to God at any point, any place today. The Scripture says, Christ said, where two or three are gathered in My name, there I am in the midst. No mention of a building, per se. Today we have nice buildings sometimes, but that's just really a practical thing to keep the rain off of our heads. The building itself is not holy. For if you look in the Word of God itself, in the early church, we see in Romans, we see in Philemon, and also a couple of other places that they met in people's homes. This is in the Word of God, my friends. This isn't just someone's idea. This is in the Word of God, that people literally met in people's homes. So that tells us that it's not what place you're in today in the church age that is what is going to make your gathering holy. What makes a gathering today right with God is when believers in Christ gather together in the name of Christ, not the name of any group, or not in the name of anything else, or not in some great cathedral. My friend, it is whether you are gathered in His name. There are many gatherings in this entire world that meet in homes still. There are people that meet in China in places where they have to meet in privacy because of fear of their government. They are a gathering of God's people. They are part of the church of God, yet they might meet in people's homes. There are people that meet in homes even in our United States of America, but it's as the Scripture speaks clearly, it's not where you gather, but who do you gather unto? Do you gather unto the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, it's fine to have a building. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but let us make it clear. The Old Testament tabernacle and the Old Testament temple is not to be anymore. Today, we gather unto Christ. Wherever we gather, whether it's a nice building because we have a lot of people, or if we have a few people and we meet in a home, that is not important. The point is this, do we gather in a pattern of the church as laid out in the Word of God, not by men's traditions? So we see here, the teaching is this, that the people gathered under the temple in John chapter 2, and yet they had, as it says here, the Jews' Passover. It wasn't called Jehovah's Feast, as it was in the Old Testament. It had become so corrupt that the Word of God calls it now the Jews' Passover. It wasn't called the Lord's Feast. I believe that's just to indicate where the hearts of these people had gone. They had gone into ritualism. They had gone into, as in this particular passage, turning the house of God into a place of merchandise. A place of prayer had turned into a place of merchandise. What do we see here? We see that the Lord, as He brought these cords together, is a symbol of His authority, and He chased the money changers out. Oh, they were selling things that was legitimate, things that would be used in the sacrifices of the Judaism economy, but yet the way they went about it, they had turned the house of God into a place of merchandise. Yet we see here the Lord said, and it's also rendered out of Psalm 69:9, because zeal for your house has eaten me up. This means that the Lord Jesus had a zeal, a godly jealousy for the things of His Father's house. Now, my friend, do you have a zeal or a godly jealousy for the things that are of the Father's house? Meaning the things that are important to the Lord. Here, He saw a corruption of what was right in the sight of God. And He had a zeal for His Father's house. Now, we see again, the Old Testament, the Christians, we would say the people of God of the Old Testament, Israel, would meet God in the temple. Today, we meet Him regardless of the place. We meet Him through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So in thinking on this morning, just wanted to make clear that there's a progressive teaching here. The building, the temple in the Old Testament, the temple of Christ speaking of His own body here as He was going to lay His life down at the cross for our sin, and then He would raise it up again. Then the temple of the Holy Ghost is what you and I have. We have the Spirit of Christ living in us. Let's tie it in with this scripture in 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defileth the temple of God, then shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Here we see that we should not defile the temple of God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. I hope this has been of some encouragement to you as we see in the Gospels, here in the Gospel of John, as He walked through this earth, He was going toward that cross, yet we see He was teaching the disciples as He went. It's interesting that in the passage we read today, that twice over, that the disciples would remember something that He had said. They would see it at a later point. First, the scripture that He quoted about the zeal of thine house has eaten me up. It said that the disciples remembered that that was written. Then we see, as He spoke of His body, the temple of His body, as it was crucified, and then as He raised it up on the third day. Chapter 2, verse 22, when therefore He was risen from the dead, His disciples remembered that He had said this unto them. So we see again that the scripture, the words of God, found place in their heart, and they remembered that it had been spoken. Lord willing, we'll be back with you, and our brother Jeff will be speaking next week at 10:15 on Sunday morning. This is the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry. For Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody.